Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. My dream is that after you finish eating our organic yogurt, you can eat the cup. That way, there's nothing to even recycle. Learn more about our green packaging ideas at stonyfield.com.
For a new perspective on our planet's environment, check out Eye on Earth. The cloud computing-based network just launched. It creates a place online where the world's leading environmental scientists and you can collaborate. Jacqueline McGlade is the director of the Copenhagen-based European Environment Agency. It's one of the lead partners in the Eye on Earth project.
Well, Eye on Earth works in a very distributed way. It's an engaging website, you might call it, which we would want people to join. But having joined, it's a possible club that you've come into to share information about the environment.
So I can contribute?
Absolutely. As a citizen, we see this as one of the fundamental ways, for the first time, that we can bring individual efforts on looking around and seeing what's happening in the environment alongside data that's being collected by governments, by institutions, and really look at that formal and informal combination to give us a bird's eye view of what's happening in a particular part of the world.
So walk me through it. I'm on the Eye on Earth website. How does it work?
Well, when you first come, you'll see there's a whole row of little boxes which go across like a ticker tape. Some of them are called watches, water watch, noise watch, air watch. So if you click open, let's say air watch.
Okay, hang on. Okay.
You should get actually a map of the world.
Here it goes.
So if you actually go into the search box, you can type a place. So where would you like to go? I mean, we could go to Copenhagen if you like.
Okay, that's where you are. Let's do that.
Yep. Okay, so let's go to Copenhagen. As I go in, I can see a map of the roads. You can have a 3D picture of the buildings. The most important thing is that you'll see a kind of screen that comes in from the right, which has hour rating and community rating on it. The hour rating is actually the air quality measured by a formal reporting requirement from the country. And in the case of Copenhagen today, it says that the rating is very good. The community rating is the one that's been given by the members of the public.
So that would be a subjective rating, or can they
Yes.
take an instrument and take an accurate rating?
You can have instruments, you can have sensors, but we have detected that over the years that we've been running this, people who are, particularly those who have got breathing disorders, are very sensitive to the quality of air. And when we ask the members of the public to rate the quality of air, we can get not only the overall picture of how good is the air, but also we can ask them about whether or not it smells clean, is there an odor? And so using these different words, we get a very good picture about what the quality of air really is.
So if I were to go to Water Watch and was walking down the beach and I saw a red tide, could I just pull out my cell phone and report that to Eye on Earth?
Absolutely. And because it's pretty much live, it means that anybody else who's looking at Water Watch, let's say, round about the same time or during the day, would not only be told from you that there's water contamination and algal bloom, but other things, you know, litter on the beach or whatever. So in a way, the immediacy of somebody going out on a picnic and encountering a beach that's not in very good shape means actually that that day not many people will visit the beach if people use Water Watch.
Now, I noticed something. You have a mobile application for a noise meter.
Yes. So here we go one step further, because one of the questions that you raised, very important, is, well, this is very subjective. If someone is measuring for their own purposes air quality or water quality or the quality of the beach, that's a kind of subjective thing. On the noise meter, then we actually have moved one step on, because we have the possibility of mobile telephones being extremely good noise receptors. So having a meter on your smartphone and then literally just recording the noise where you stand for 10 seconds in terms of, you know, how intense the noise is, you then have the possibility of transmitting that into the Noise Watch site. And it appears as a dot, and you can go and look at it, and you can see how many decibels were experienced at that time and that place.
Well, that's not Eye on Earth, that's Ear on Earth.
That's Ear on Earth. I think the Eye on Earth is a very, very broad umbrella to give the sense that we can see what's happening around the world. And Noise Watch is very, very popular. We have politicians and mayors and different people around the world in cities really interested in understanding now how important noise is for public health. If you were able to, I think, get, let's say, a huge global movement at one moment to go out and measure noise, I think you would find it very interesting. But people who are designing cities, I mean, this is a device where, very simply, they can ask citizens to participate and really start to document where the noise corridors are and understand how even moving traffic through the day can really be changed to actually moderate the levels of noise that we're exposed to.
Boy, this could put a whole new perspective on the environment.
I believe that we have turned the corner through the environment lens into a world where people can genuinely have reliable data and information that will inform their daily living. And I believe that's what we need to do to change people's perception of how we're going to survive in the future.
Well, Jacqueline McGlade, thank you so very much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Jacqueline McGlade is the director of the European Environment Agency. It's a lead partner in the Eye on Earth Public Science Project. To survey the maps, head over to our website, loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Valinsky, Jessica Lees-Kern, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, and Ike Shrieskandaraja, with help from Sarah Calkins, Gabriella Romano, and Sammy Souza. And this week, we welcome our new interns, Mary Bates and Sophia Golden. Welcome aboard. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lurish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. And don't forget to check out the Living on Earth Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. And you can follow us on Twitter at Living on Earth. That's one word. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Kellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to just eat organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange Traded Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.